Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now I'm out and about in Dublin City Centre today, and today I'm going to be making jewellery at one of the city's most successful independent jewellery shops, with classes including wedding workshops where couples make their own wedding bands, cladding ring workshops and more. Silverworks is extremely popular with tourists and locals alike. It's even seen some celebrity patrons, with Dita Von Teese stopping in to make a cladding ring earlier this month. Delighted to be joined by the owner of Silverworks and the Collective Jewellery, Madeline Blaine. She'll maybe attempt to help me to make something a bit later on. But firstly, Madeline, you're very welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about this business and how it evolved.
The story of the business kind of started when I was 19, and I went to Mexico travelling, and I decided I wanted to be a travelling artist. I'd just made my mind up, and I met a Mexican and got married 6 weeks later. And he was a jeweller. So I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is travel and art. So we started making jewellery together and selling it in the markets in Mexico. He taught me everything I know about jewellery making. And we lived this way for a few years. We absolutely loved it. And then we started coming to the UK and where I'm from, and making jewellery and selling it at the different markets and craft fairs. And we were back and forth for about, we were together 11 years, so we were back and forth about 11 years doing this, selling at craft fairs. Then unfortunately, when he was 36, he was killed. So I had, you know, a bit of a life crisis. What will I do? Where will I start again? But I decided I love what I did. I loved jewellery making. I loved business. I loved everything about it. So I thought, no, I'm going to carry on. And so I carried on for a few years in the UK. And then I was doing a show over in Dublin, and I met my current partner from Cork. So I moved countries for men. And we decided quite quickly, I love Dublin, I wanted to move here, but I'd had enough of travelling around. We wanted to settle down, we wanted a family. So I thought, well look, you know, at the end of the day, what is a shop if it's not a standing craft fair? I was very good at retail, I like customer service, so I thought this is perfect. So I started the shop. I was looking around for ages, and the only street I wanted to be on was Drury Street.
Yeah, why?
It's so creative, lots of small independent shops, it's got a beautiful vibe. It just felt like I could visualise myself here. And so by the time I managed to find somewhere, it was just a basement. I was 5 months pregnant, but I just thought, I've got to make this happen before I give birth. And I happened, when I got the lease signed, I happened to be at Showcase. So I literally went around the show and I said to 11 other jewellers, would you like to come in on the shop on me? Because I have, sale and return. I had no money. I'll obviously pay the lease, but come in with me. And luckily 11 jewellers were like, yeah, that sounds great. Because I didn't have enough jewellery I could make myself to fill a shop. So we started in this basement downstairs. Literally on a shoestring, my dad made the cabinets for the walls. I painted, I spent most of my pregnancy up a ladder, and I met a lovely electrician, friendly electrician, came and did job for very good. So all on a shoestring, opened the shop 2 weeks before giving birth. And then I was able to bring my baby in here, obviously. She was strapped to me, so it was very handy. And then I think about 6 months in, I realised the hardest thing is getting people down the stairs. You know, it's a real mental block to going down the stairs in a place. So just out of the blue, about 6 months in, I got a call from Airbnb Experiences saying, we see you're a craft business, we're looking for craft experiences in Dublin, would you be up for it? So I said, this is a great way of getting tourists in the shop and down the stairs. So I was like, yep, let's give this a go. I said, give me 24 hours. I went home and created the Forge of Silver Ring, which we still do today. It's our best-selling class. And we practiced it on a few friends the next week. They loved it. And a week later, we launched it. And it was an instant success.
And just to explain that, so if I'm an Airbnb customer, I want something to do when I'm visiting Dublin for the weekend.
Yes.
I come in here with my partner, with whoever, and we physically make a set of rings. You teach us how to make a set of rings, and we leave learning how to make the ring and with a couple of rings. Is that how it works?
Exactly. It's a two-hour workshop. We do it four times a day at the weekend, three times during the every day of the week. So there's lots of classes to choose from. We get everything. We get half tourists, half locals. And they literally, you know, sometimes it's an anniversary or it's a date night or, you know, it's girls' night out, hen parties,
Great.
All sorts of corporate team building. But yeah, literally the beauty is you walk, you do the everything yourself apart from the soldering and the polishing. So there's a real kind of achievement feeling about the fact, you know, I've made this. And it's a mindfulness of making it with your hands. So
this business has evolved. You now have 10 full-time staff and 20 part-time staff. So you ended up buying the building. The artists and the jewellery makers are still here. But you're now like a landlord and your business has grown immensely.
Yeah, it felt very organic. I was saying at the beginning, if someone had told me I'd be doing this, I would have ran a mile. Every step sort of happens, you know, each time you're like, okay, I can just manage this next step. So it was a lot, it felt like a lot of luck as well. So we're in the basement and I realised the classes, we were literally bringing out a trestle table from the cupboard and throwing out in the evenings, and that's where the tourists would go. But immediately I thought, this is crazy. They want to come in the daytime. We can't fit them in. The shop's getting really dusty, so we needed somewhere else to go. And I was lucky enough that the landlord upstairs said, actually, I want to move upstairs. So I got the ground floor 6 months before COVID, did it all up, spent a lot of money, then COVID hit. That was a real testing time because obviously
even
when it opened you could only have half full classes, there's no tourism. So that's when I had to pivot and go, right, I need to sell to locals. It was, until then it was all Americans, it was all from Airbnb, so I really had to think outside the box and get in locals. And it worked, you know, we managed to keep on all our staff, they all came back, and within 3 months the owner of the building, the landlord had said, we're going to move upstairs, would you like the whole, first of all we're upstairs and then actually we're leaving, would you like the whole building? So there's been a sort of luck and just being able to take the opportunity as
well. You create your own luck, Madeline, so yeah, no, well done to you. Okay, I've wandered across onto Georgia Street to the home of Silverworks, the new home of Silverworks, and I'm going to attempt to make a pinky ring, yes, for my small little finger. I'm here at the bench, as they say. I have a saw in one hand, I have a piece of silver in the other hand, and Madeline will come by and see how I'm getting on.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You need to hold the saw more straight, sorry, up and down, vertical.
Like that?
That's a word. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so come back first to...
Yeah, it's not like a saw, they're much, so that's it, just sort of gently up and down. Sometimes you might find it easier in the middle if you wanted to, or like that's all right. Very good.
There we go.
That's it. Got the hang of it easy there, Bobby.
I still have five fingers.
Perfect. Yay!
Nice clean
Excellent.
Break. And we make this straight bit into a circle, I take it, yeah?
Exactly. So you have these pliers.
So this is like... Something we'd see at the dentist.
Similar, actually, a lot of tools are the same.
So am I turning it that way or this way?
So you're going to have the rounded one on the inside, yeah. Like that, both, that's it. You look like one up and one down, that's perfect. And then just, you're going to bring it away from you like that into a circle. Brilliant. Very good. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
It's a rough looking circle.
Okay, and now what we're going to do is we're going to
bash it into space.
We're going to round it a little bit.
This is my type of engineering.
So just pop it on here, and here's the mallet. So what you're going to do is you're going to hold it like this, and you're going to hold your finger, the other side of it, so you don't hurt your finger, and you're holding it on your waist there, and you're hitting it down like that, okay?
Okay.
And you're making it rounder, so it's easier for us to solder, okay? So there you go, just don't bash your finger.
I'm just going to bash it into...
Finger on the back, exactly, literally.
Oh, I see, this is the bit I need to get.
That's it. And then you can push it down, and the more you push it down, it's taking the shape of the actual pole itself. Perfect. So now we're going to hand it over and we're going to solder it. This bit you're not allowed to do.
So effectively what we got here, listeners, is a horseshoe ring. It's almost connected to a full circle, but Luke is going to solder with some liquid silver to make that full loop.
Yeah, it's silver solder and a bit of flux to make it run. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we just have to round it off, solder it up, and then it'll be crooked again. And then we're going to pop it in the acid, which gets off all the silver stain. And then we give it back to you and you make it round again.
Couples come in here and they often make their own wedding rings. Is that very common?
It is very common. It's extremely popular. It's we have it on every week. We have a class every week. And we have like normally 2 to 3 couples maximum. And there's a lot of, you know, they can make it in gold, they can make it in platinum. We can add diamonds afterwards.
You come back and make a divorce one 10
well,
years later.
Well, that is also quite popular.
Now, Luke has done his magic on the ring and we're now looking at a beautiful sphere, let's call it. A perfectly formed circle of a silver ring. It looks great. So we've done the filing, it's all beaten into shape, it's a beautiful circle. Now I just need to pick what the final finish is going to be.
Exactly, so here you have 3 different options. You have the flat, which is a nice big kind of facet. You have the pebble, which is lots of little dots, a lovely little texture, very popular. Or you have the bark shape, which is
stripes.
So you choose the one you'd like to do.
Oh, I think maybe the bark shape looks really nice.
Perfect, the bark is a good option. Okay, so you're gonna put it back onto this pole as you did before.
Right.
That's it.
You got another
you're
couple
hold
of belts.
It again with your finger. So you're gonna hold it. This is the trickiest one to do, you've chosen, right. By the way. So you need to be, you're basically essentially scratching it or hitting it with that line there. So you're gonna be going like this. And that is what causes the little marks, okay? It's also gonna make your ring slightly bigger. So we always make your ring slightly smaller than it is. And then when you do this, it makes it bigger. But you have a little go. So
okay,
you're going to be texturing it and making the lovely.
And I'm hitting it with the side of the hammer, is it?
The side of the hammer, yeah. So it's making little marks there.
Oh yeah, this is nice.
It's quite therapeutic, you can think of.
Oh yeah.
Stresses of the day, get out your angst.
Oh yeah, and you, it can be individual as well then, so.
It can, each ring is different. They're all very, you know, they've got personality to them. We do make sure you never leave without a beautiful ring.
Now look, that's beautifully patterned.
That is stunning.
Yep. There you go.
Gorgeous. Well done. Does it fit?
Yeah.
Yay.
A bit of a squeeze, but gorgeous. It's on there.
Looks gorgeous.
There we go. I just have to lose a bit of weight now and we're all good. Well, you heard it here, folks. Silver Works is the business. Madeline Blaine is the proprietor. And we've had a great afternoon here. Thank you very much, Madeline.
Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you, yeah. Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.